Welcome. I am Megan Maroney. Let's get to the tech news. Today, Samsung unveiled the new Gear S2 and the S2 Classic smartwatches. The wearable will be Tizen-powered, round, and feature a battery that lasts 2 to 3 days. T-Mobile, AT&T, Verizon, and U.S. Cellular have all said they will carry the watch. LG and Sony also showed off new smartwatches today. If you have $1,200 burning a hole in your pocket, the LG Urbane Lux looks very nice. If you're into something simpler, the $349 LG Urbane is nothing to sneeze at, especially if you have an iPhone. An iPhone? What? Yes. Today, Google released an iOS app for Android Wear, and you can pair your Urbane with your iPhone with their free app. The app will let you get notifications and gives you access to Google Now, which you will not find on your Apple Watch. Now, if you have used this app with your Android Wear today, let me know what you think. You can email me at megan@twit.tv or post on our Tech News Tonight Facebook page. If you have Netflix and you're a fan of The Hunger Games or Rocky, you better watch them fast because they will be gone by the end of September. Yesterday, Netflix announced that their deal with cable and satellite television network Epix will expire at the end of this month. Next month, September, Netflix says they're more interested in exclusive quality content and have inked deals with Sony Pictures Animation, Universal Pictures, and DreamWorks Animation, as well as an exclusive deal to be the exclusive U.S. pay TV home of the latest new movies from Disney, including Pixar, Lucasfilm, and Marvel. Netflix says these films will arrive on Netflix faster than traditional arrangements had previously allowed. Meanwhile, if you're still itching for your Hunger Games or your Rockies, you can find those on Hulu, who just inked a deal with Epix.